Good morning.
Now, what's the latest with Jake?
Jake has had his final evaluation this morning and passed, so he's clear.
How about Bo and Trey Burton?
Bo is his day to day still. Trey Burton is day to day. Both of those are going to be game time decisions.
On the kickoffs the other day, when Jake kicked off, they were shorter kickoffs. Was that by design, or is it something that was late?
No. Well, if you know, if you watch our games, there's times when he kicks it deep, and there's times when he kicks it short. So those are by design. Kicks are usually a little bit higher, a little more hang time, allows our coverage units to get down there, and especially the kickoff cover team to try to pin them inside the 20. Yeah, by design.
That's what happened on that first kickoff, was he?
Yeah, that one, and we had a couple assignment errors as well on the coverage team that we got fixed this week. Yeah.
How have Ellerbe and Beatty been acclimating to the team, the new system, and all that?
Really good. In both cases, obviously picking up the offense, you know, with Will, and then with Donnell picking up the defense, and you know, they're both getting. Donnell's probably gotten a couple of reps with our defense during the past couple of weeks, but both of them are doing really well.
Doug, when you first got here, what did Malcolm Jenkins do to show you that he might be the special kind of leader that you can really lean on as you get started?
You know, he was one of the first players to that I reached out to, and that he wanted to come into my office too, and obviously, you know, make a formal introduction. So I was appreciative of that, and you know, it's just I'd heard so many great things about him, and being when he was in New Orleans, and you know, of course, even my relationship with Chase before we signed Chase, you know, even after that. Talking about his leadership on and off the football field, and you know, what he meant to the city of New Orleans, and some of the things that he had done, and then obviously what he brought here to Philadelphia. So yeah, he's been very very instrumental leading this team. One of our guys that I lean on, you know, quite a bit actually, and does a really nice job.
Did you encourage them to like with the leadership with the other players? I know Jalen Mills talks about how he talked to Malcolm and Rodney about, you know, the importance of down and distance and how it's elevated his game. You know, where he understands the game a lot more from talking to them.
Yeah, I think that's it's a great resource, obviously. These guys have played, you know, in Rodney's case and in Malcolm's case, they've played a lot of football and they've seen a lot of different situations. And you know, anytime a young player can just grab, that's the best way to learn, you know. Sometimes is just talking to other players that have done it. It's great that Jalen obviously wants to learn and get better, and then he can also now he can pass his information along to the next young corner or DB that comes into our or onto our team. So yeah, it's great that they reach out like that and want to learn.
And following up on the Ellerbe question, is he going to have a role on defense?
Well, right now, again, until he gets a little more comfortable calling defenses and seeing everything. You know, his role right now is just to learn and just to get more comfortable with the defense at this point.
Doug, with the division being close to wrapped up for you guys, do you use the prospect of positioning in the playoffs as a motivating factor for this team down the stretch? Point to the, you know, like the two lost teams like Minnesota and New Orleans.
Yeah, and you know, and I try not to get caught up in a lot of that stuff right now. There's still a lot of games left, and you know, we're still trying to just win this game this Sunday. But you know, I think as each week goes on, and you start seeing different scenarios and different things, you know, you're still playing for a lot. You know, one, playing for the division. Two, you're trying to get that home field if possible. You know, so it's tight. You know, you saw what Minnesota did yesterday, and what New Orleans is doing, and some of these teams. So we just got to take care of our business, and you know, at the end of the day, that's all that really matters.
Does that make it more difficult, though, in the long run, to kind of keep that focus? I mean, I would think subconsciously there might be a tendency to kind of ease off the gas pedal a little bit. I mean, how much more do you have to grind on that?
You still have to grind, because it you know. As you know, you start getting closer to the postseason or into the postseason, it even ramps up even more. And so, you know, as tight as the NFC race is right now, you know, we still have a lot to play for. You'd love to, obviously, as I mentioned, wrap up the NFC East, but at the same time, try to get a bye, you know, first round, and then try to get home field throughout. So every game matters, you know, going forward.
A quick follow up on Trey Burke. Did that happen during practice, the injury, or was that from the game?
His back, yeah. Spasm through the game, from the game. Yeah, from the game, came out of the game.
Doug, with the running backs, the top three each game, they seem to be real productive. Is it why do they seem so unpredictable? I mean, are their skills that interchangeable that you can put them out there? And, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Obviously there's three different runners, three different skill sets. So it can throw a defense off, you know, a little bit, different run schemes that we design for each runner. But really, you know, when Deuce and I sit down and with Stout and Eugene, and we kind of go through the run game and we say, okay, who do we want to give this run to? Who do we want to get? Really, all three of them or all four of them, you throw Kenyon in there, they all have to know him. But at the same time, we kind of go into the game and say, you know, LeGarrett, these are yours, and you know, Corey, these are yours, and same way with Jay. So it can pose a little bit of a problem, you know, probably defensively throwing a different back. It's a bigger back than a quicker back, and, you know, a slasher, somebody like that. So the guys have done a great job. Obviously, they've been unselfish about it, and we just got to keep, you know, if we keep running the ball the way we're doing, we'll keep everybody happy.
So if you don't have Burton Sunday, will that limit anything you can do? I mean, you don't have another tight end you can dress. You know, would you use somebody else in some of the roles that he does offensively?
Well, you know, we've done this before. We did it with Zach a couple weeks ago, and we did it without Trey, I believe, in the first game of the season a year ago, Cleveland game. And you know, we've worked so much with – you know, Isaac playing some tight end spot, and, you know, primarily in the run game, obviously. But, you know, it doesn't necessarily affect. It just means that probably Brent Celek's role increases a little bit more, which it did a couple weeks ago, and we just keep moving forward.
Do you have to have a giant ego to be an elite quarterback?
Giant ego? No.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think that's part of the reason why they're great, is they don't have egos. You know, I mean, they can be competitive and it seems like they might have an ego, but I don't think that has to be the primary factor to be a great quarterback, you know, or to be a leader. You kind of have to check your ego at the door and be, you know, you got to be that unselfish, disciplined athlete, quarterback, because all eyes are looking at you. So I think you got to somewhat check that at the door and be the leader that way.
So, Jeff, you guys have been, like, really successful this year in making teams one-dimensional, you know, forcing them to throw and everything. But, it seems like the Bears, you know, they emphasize the run, and even if they're behind and stuff, they'll stick to it. I mean, does that make it a little bit more difficult for you guys? I mean, I know you guys have had tremendous success, obviously, against the run, but, you know.
Yeah, you try to go in and at least take one aspect of their offense away, you know, and it usually is, you know, indicative of the run game. Try to stop the run game. Our defense does an outstanding job, you know, smothering the run. And, you know, this team is patient that way. They continue to, you know, again, got a young quarterback, so obviously they're trying to help him as much as they can and move him around to move the pocket a little bit, you know, with some of the play action and some of the boots that they do, which come off of that run game. So, you know, it's a patient offense and you know, one that we have to get ready for that physical, you know, defensively get ready for a physical game that way, being able to tackle, try to eliminate the big rush, you know, and just try to smother it and take it away.
John has a rookie quarterback like you had last year. What was the one thing, most important thing you wanted Carson to take out of his rookie season? I mean, is there one thing that jumps out?
Well, you know, obviously come away healthy, number one, but try to have as much positive as you can. try to show the one thing we did last year with Carson too was show incremental increase, you know, improvements each week. And then what you saw towards the end of the season, maybe the last three, four games, you started seeing that in Carson. And I think with a young quarterback, you get him, you know, you get him coached up during the week, but you definitely want to see those, you know, those incremental improvements each week. And then use that as fuel for the, you know, for your off season, like we did with Carson, and be able to show him and watch the tape and, you know, build from that. So I see the same things with you know, Trubisky and, you know, the what they're doing with him.
They're running backs, Howard and Kellen, I guess. Do you see any similar traits or skill sets they have that compared to any of your five runners?
Yeah, you know, you see a couple of things there. You know, their running game too is a little bit different. They will, you know, incorporate a fullback and use some two back stuff from time to time, and it definitely changed more downhill running. You know, when you got that lead blocker kind of in front, so it's a little different back that way. But you do see some of the same characteristics. You know, with their guys, and I tell you, the guy that, you know, even with Cohen, you know, is much of, you know, tinkering and with the speed he has, you know, incorporating him a little bit too, can throw, it's kind of like a Tyreek Hill, you know, for Kansas City, can throw a little change up at you, a little speed. But there's definitely some similarities in what they're doing and what our guys are doing.
Okay. Thanks, Doug. Thanks, Doug.